Starting a new semester, and we're learning Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim is a work written about the laws, the details of the laws of the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is saying something that could inadvertently cause someone else harm or pain, and there are many details to these laws as we've been studying. And now we're in the middle of an interesting chapter about a situation where you know something about someone which other people have to know about. You know that someone is harming other people. He's stealing. He has a business, but he doesn't give real products. I'll sell you. I know there's a store where they erase the date, the expiration date, because they buy expired goods and they sell them as though they're not expired. So there are things which people have to know. So there are times, the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing, that's where we ended off last semester, there are times where you're allowed to tell other people some Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim said there are many details. You have to make sure you know the facts, you have to make sure you're doing it for the right reasons, you have to make sure you've attempted to talk to the person, maybe they don't realize what they're doing is wrong. The Imam Supal, we're on page Kuf Pei Zayin, 10th chapter, 9th paragraph. Page Kuf Pei Zayin, the Imam Supal, Muchzak L'Rabim, Ki Lo Yisa Pnei Ish. If everyone knows this guy, that he takes no hostages, he's not willing to listen to anyone. Meaning anyone who tries talking to him, he's not going to listen to. Ve'et kol asher yomar shel pnei chaverotu yedaber b'fanav ve'lo yegur mipnei ish. He's willing to speak in front of everyone. He's not scared of anyone. He says, if people know that you're talking about someone and you know they've done something wrong, you know that you can't accomplish by talking to the person, and you have a very upstanding reputation, and people know that if you're saying something, that means you believe it's true, and you're willing to say it even if the other person would be present. So you're talking about someone, but you have all the right reasons and the need to speak about him. And people know that you're a truthful person, that you don't say anything unless it's accurate and it's true. And you know that this guy is a harmful person. You know, let's say we had movers who broke our fridge, and then they quickly ran away before we could notice it. So now we sort of have to tell people who ask us if we recommend those movers that they're a problematic group of people. Maybe they're honest with other people, but they certainly gave a dishonest impression to us when they wouldn't respond to our phone calls or SMSs. We once had a refrigerator repairman who also, I watched what he was doing, and I told him, I don't think you fixed the problem. And the guy said, don't worry, here's my number, here's the guarantee. If you have any problems, you call me up. And sure enough, 5 minutes after he left, the fridge wasn't working. And he didn't answer the phone. He wouldn't answer any calls. So now if people ask me, do we recommend him? Don't I have a responsibility to tell them? I can't tell them that he's a crook. I can't tell them more than I know. But I should tell them my experience, right? I should tell them we worked with him. And watching his work, I thought the guy was not fixing the problem. And he guaranteed us that if we have any problems, he'll come back. And then he wouldn't even answer our calls. He wouldn't answer our SMS. I have to be factual, right? I have to tell them the facts, and not more than that, not less than that. But I would be doing them a disservice if they asked me for a recommendation and I kept quiet about it. So the Chafetz Chaim says there are times where if people will believe you and they trust you and they know that you're not saying it for the wrong reasons, you're allowed to tell people what someone else did wrong if you know that he's not willing to hear from you. Meaning, if you can talk to the guy, talk to him. If you could tell the person, you know, I think what you did is wrong, and maybe you have to make amends. Let's at least verify what happened here. So then you owe it to the person to talk to them first. כי לאיש כזה השומעים לא יחשדו לחונף או לשקרן, רק שהוא מתכוון לקנא לאמת ולעזור לאשר רשם לו ולגנות המעשים הרים בפני כל. Sometimes a person has a reputation where people will know that if he's talking, they trust him. They won't think he's just saying that to badmouth the other person, etc. And under such a circumstance, then he would be allowed to say it. But he says you have to be very careful before you adopt this leniency. Remember, the Chafetz Chaim went through many details in order to permit us to say Lashon Hara. And you have to be sure that you've covered all the details before you adopt this leniency. There are many details we learned in the beginning, ascertaining that it's the truth, that you won't exaggerate when telling it over, making sure that your intention is for the benefit of other people, you're not looking to get him back, not because you hate him and you're upset at him. If you can accomplish the same thing without bad-mouthing the person, then you should accomplish it without bad-mouthing the person. Don't say a word more than it really happened. It has to be that you verified the truth. It has to be that you verified that the person is really dishonest. It could be that you feel he should have done better, but that doesn't make him dishonest. And you have to give him a chance first. You have to try to talk to him first. So there are many details Chafetz Chaim mentioned. But if all those details are filled, so then sometimes a person would be allowed to personally attest to what he's seen. And sometimes he's even responsible to do that. Sometimes you have to. You can't let the other person be harmed. You can't stand idly by and say, I don't know, right? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You do know. So sometimes you have to step up to the plate. But again, there are many, many details that have to be satisfied.